Opposite the greenhouse and bush house is Stop 14, the former residence of park curators. This was built in 1938 and replaced an earlier residence. Note the clipped hedge in front, which spells out the words Queen's Park, and the bougainvilleas around the boundary of the house. We mentioned park's curator Frederick Turley at our previous stop, Stop 13. Another important early curator was Alexander Munro, who had been trained as a gardener on the Duke of Sutherland's estate in Scotland. The road into the park from Chermside Road was recently named in his honour. His granddaughter, Amelia Francis, was interviewed in 1994 and shares some memories of this time.
My grandfather was curator of the park from 1882 to 1909. He was a Scotsman from the very north of Scotland. The park to us was like going home. We were always up there. I lived opposite and we played in the park. The house itself was a low-built house. It was a dark-looking place with vines around it. It was just across a road from the hothouse, and it was on a slight rise. Grandma had her own cow. She had her own fowls. Of course, in those days, they had to use carts and horses to do everything and bring in everything around. So they naturally had a horse paddock. But some of the things he did then there, he did build the first glasshouse or hothouse, and he was very interested in the propagating of dahlias, particularly a red and white striped one, which was named after him. He also landscaped the Lover's Walk and built really from a rough ridge there into a thing of beauty that was to become well known as a gem, little gem amongst park for the others to build on. He wasn't happy about retiring from the park. He told them if he'd have known it was a temporary job, not a permanent one, he'd never have taken it. He was only there 27 years.
A transcript of the complete interview with Mrs. Francis can be read on the council website. Now walk down the hill to Stop 15. The trees on the right.